questions answered with Ollie? Nito?
Ollie,
yeah. Okay, good day today. Really, the practice format was the same as last week, just no pads. But I appreciate how we came out. Did a lot of one-on-ones again, a lot of group work. So very pleased with the effort and how it all came together.
Greg said that Julius had more suddenness to him today. It looked a little bit like he was getting his legs back under him. Did you see him?
It appeared that way, and I think Julius felt that same way. So, you know, we kind of knew that it was going to take some time, you know, to get his legs under. Like we said, his wind, I know last week he was talking about that. So the more reps he can get in practice, on some of the runs and the passes, you know, just helps overall. So hopefully it continues to tomorrow.
How's Matt Pierce looking?
He's had a couple good weeks of practice, running the ball. I think what Bernard is going through somewhat is challenges that he hasn't done before. I shouldn't say, I don't know how much, but it's special teams. Mm-hmm. I think so. The fact that he's going to play some running back, getting reps in practice, and then special teams, you know, that's the transition he's going through. Now he's done a pretty good job on special teams, but we're asking even more of him in that aspect too. But as a running back, two really good weeks he's put back to back, you know, starting last week and today. Yeah, I think, just his size and what he brings and being a possible three down back, you know, when you put all those things together, he does have very good instincts and, feel for the blocking scheme. So, he's doing a pretty good job.
If Scoot is unable to go, what's your replacement plan?
Well, it'd probably be Ambrister with Thurston. We moved him over there to back up Scooter. He got, 16 or 17 plays in the Jets game, when Scooter couldn't go anymore. So, continue to look at that. And Tripp, we'll get some reps there as well.
You've been using Tripp a lot early on. What have you seen from him growth-wise?
Well, he's really smart, really sharp. So, he's played Will, played Mike. Now we're moving him to get some auto reps, all the special teams that he's playing. So he's been a good addition for us because of so many roles that he can fill. I'd like to see him take on the ownership of being the guy on special teams. Sometimes you got that four-core guy that plays well on all teams. I'd like to see him take even more ownership there.
How important has Scooter been for the run defense? Now, there's a lot of factors, but...
Right, and some of it depends on how much base we're in a nickel, how many reps he gets. So, but he's done exactly what we'd hoped for. He does a good job. I think last year we looked at, as far as setting the edge, at times that was an issue where it hasn't been much of an issue this year. So I think, during training camp, he was trying to get a feel for the defense, what we were asking of him. And he's a player that once he felt that comfort level, he's played even faster. And I think really since the start of the season, he's done a really good job for us.
We ask all the time about Marquise, how hopeful...
Right. Well, he was limited today, got a couple reps a period, but looked pretty good. And I think that will be just every day we'll try to, progress him along. Last week he didn't get any reps in teams. He did some walkthrough. This week get him a few reps, see how he handles it, and then just go from there.
Is anybody playing as well defensively for you guys as Roy Miller?
It's a great point. I would find it hard to believe. I think he's playing that well.
What is he doing?
He's got a really good feel. I think his strength and he's healthy. I think that's the biggest part of it, first and foremost, his health. And, that nose guard position in our defense, it doesn't get a lot of notoriety. It does, but he just does his job every week, plays at a high, consistent level. And, he's playing very, very well for us.
Kind of the key for the run defense, the way he's
playing. I think it's a big part of it. Yeah, a lot of teams will try to attack that side of our defense, and you have to have a guy there that is stout and can set the edge, even in a small area. And, the way we do some things on wide runs, he's involved in that too, so his lateral quickness is important. He's a really, really good fit for our defense.
How important has he been from a leadership standpoint with Marks out for most of the start of the season?
Well, it's a different style of leadership because he's not a real vocal guy. But when he talks, people listen. It's more of that style. But I think where they follow him so much is just how he goes out there and practices every day. A little bit of a quad was tight today. He's out there practicing, taking all the reps. Just the way he's a true pro, and it's great for the rest of the guys to see it.
Do you expect that to play this week? Does he have a chance to play?
Yeah, I think we'll just keep progressing and see. You know, we've been really, smart, I think, with how we've handled him up to this point. So I think it's, we're just trying to be patient and see how he handled today, and if he handled it pretty good, maybe increase a few reps tomorrow and just continue with that progression.
You had been around Roy in Tampa, right?
No, I was not.
Okay, apologize.
I know it's a week away, but is it hard not to look ahead and just go, we're going to get all our offensive guys, knock on wood, together, all our offensive weapons together for the first time? You know, when Lee comes back and Rashad comes back and then Julius is on the field.
And if any week you do look ahead because it's a short week, you do that. Really probably the only thing looking ahead-wise was probably the no padded practice. I just felt like two games in, 9 days or 10 days, to be smart with it. But other than that, really, we haven't gone to that point.
You guys do anything special on Veterans Day?
Jerry Sullivan and Matt Smiley. So we recognize them both in the team meeting.
What, just for their service?
Yeah.
Standing ovation?
Applause. I could have. You would have never found out. I should have said standing ovation. Yeah, you know what? It's hard because he goes through practice, and he does everything we're asking him. But I think he just has some tightness there to where, is it holding him back from playing? No. But, I don't know if he's 100%. He's got some treatment that has helped in the past, so we'll see how he responds to that. Yeah, I think he would admit that.
Yeah,
I think if you asked him, he would say he's not, right? But still effective and can play. But I think that's the frustrating part that he's going through is he's not, doesn't feel like he's quite 100%. And then also.